Hello. Hi, miss. It's me, Joanna, from National Opinion Service. I don't know if the call disconnect, but we really appreciate that you were helping me with the survey. I don't know if you would like to continue. I can call you back in another best time. That will be really quick.
Okay.
I will try to do it in 5 minutes, okay? We almost finished.
Okay.
We're almost at 80% complete. Thank you, miss. So I will read it again, another statement, okay? That will be 3 statements more. So let's see. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill billing of First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bills for Merrin's corruption. What do you think about this statement? Much less likely, no difference, more likely, no through, or you don't know?
Well, he's a Republican, right?
Exactly.
I wasn't going to vote for him no way, so it don't matter.
You can choose, yes, for the options that I gave you. No difference, or more likely, no through, much less likely. You can just choose which is the best statement for you.
Much less likely, I guess.
All right. Thank you, miss. We really appreciate it. And the other statement is, Derek Merrin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merrin's bill will also force doctors to replay, like on a pregnancy, right, test, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. What do you think about this statement?
It won't allow them to have abortions?
Exactly. If you think that it's much less likely, no difference with this statement, more likely, no through, or you refuse to answer.
Well, I think that's crap myself. I think a woman ought to be able to do what she want to do.
Mm-hmm. So what do you choose in this statement?
What is it, much less likely?
Mm-hmm. Someone less likely, no difference. More likely, no through, or you don't know and you want to refuse to answer this question.
I'm not sure how to answer that question.
Okay, that's okay. We can run it down, you don't know, right? Let me just go to the other statement. We almost finished with this one. Nearly every Republican and Democrat and vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses or military transfer. But Derek Merrin vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even vote no on that. What do you think?
I think Murray.
It's the same square, the same answer. Much less likely, someone less likely, no difference. More likely, no through.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. And almost the last one. In the state, Derek Merrin sold extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and real signs on the office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. What do you think?
That's true.
No difference, much less likely, more likely, no through, or you don't want to answer that?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you. And this is the last statement. Let's see. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 in contributions for real estate, a special interest in Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lease by stating for rental properties, leaving all children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could have saved money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What do you think?
He should be punished.
We have the same answers as well. No difference, more likely, no through, or you don't want to answer that statement.
That's not answerable by the same. Those, you can't answer those the same way.
Oh, it's because there are different assignments and we had the same options, but you decide which option do you prefer for each assignment.
Okay, I don't want to answer it.
You don't want to answer this. Okay, that's okay. We almost finished, Miss. So based on what you
said, that was the last one.
Oh, no, the last assignment, but we almost finished. Believe me, really appreciate your help because this is part of them, the elections, right, that we had. So based on what you just hear, what is the best reason to vote against Republic Derek Marine, or would you still vote for Marine? You can answer yes, no, just let me know. Or you don't want to answer, let me know.
I don't want to answer it. I don't know.
Okay. Give me just a second. All right. That's the one to answer. Okay. Next question, and we almost finished. I really, really appreciate your help, believe me. So sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask it again. If the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Mercy Capture?
Democrat. I'm not changing my mind. Is it over yet?
All right, thank you, Miss. All right, I already select that Democrat. And what would you say if the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marine? Do you know a reason?
I don't like Republicans.
Okay. Let me check here. She doesn't like Republican. Perfect. Thank you for your answer. Let me back to then. Almost the last one. What is the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school, technical or vocational school, some college, bachelor, graduated, or you don't want to answer?
I graduated college.
Graduated college. Thank you. All right. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat, a strong Democrat. Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, not too important, or you don't want to answer?
Very important.
Very important. Look, thank you.
I gotta go.
Oh, no, we almost just two questions left, believe me. In the 2020 elections for president, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? I know you answered, but let me know.
Joe Biden.
All right. And this is the last question, Miss. Thank you so much. I know that you're busy, but thank you so much for your survey, all right, and your time. We really appreciate it, okay?
Yep.
Thank you so much, okay? And Mom is speaking with Miss Rachel May. Richarda May, I'm sorry.
Richarda, yes.
Thank you, Miss May. I really appreciate your time, all right? We really appreciate it, okay? Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.